We haven't finalized our budget principles for 2021, but we've been working through a budget for 2020 and looking forward, but we carefully working through our budget principles, and we want to be discussing them with the University Finance Committee before we go out there and discuss. These are important conversations, but I just want the ED Finance to reflect on some of the questions that are coming up here that have to do with finances. Ashley?
Thank you, VC, and good morning to all. There definitely appears to be concern as to how we as a university will be navigating our way effectively through this COVID crisis during this lockdown and more specifically post the lockdown. There's been a question around what the situation has been pre-lockdown and pre-COVID. What I can say pre-COVID is that we've always run a very effective and robust financial management system. We have certain thresholds in place that will ensure that we remain stable and can weather a storm like the storm we're going through at the moment quite effectively. And a very big and important component of our financial management is ensuring we have cash reserves in place that will buy the time that we're going through at the moment, or very similar to what we're going through at the moment. A financial policy in place is that we hold between 20 and 30% of our operational costs in cash. That is a very important guideline. And prior to the pandemic, we were well above the upper threshold of that financial policy. As we are navigating our way through COVID-19, a lot of our free cash reserves are being eaten up. We need to be very cautious in terms of how we spend money. We're looking at our CapEx spend very appropriately and very cautiously. We're looking at how we can contain current costs. But at the same time, as mentioned by the CEO and the VC, it's important to ensure that we remain the employer of choice. And what is the definition of an employer of choice? There are many, many aspects of being an employer of choice. But the one is, as the VC said, to preserve the current employment. And that comes at a financial cost. Because of our robust financial policy, we are able to ensure that staff is being paid currently. Obviously, the question is how long will this lockdown continue? And one needs to be very cautious in terms of making promises way into the future. But I want to assure the UCT community that we are in a very good financial position as long as the entire community of UCT pull together. This is the time for us to pull together to ensure that we still remain financially strong, financially sustainable way into the future. It is not about living for today. It is about making sure that we can hand over this baton to the officials way into the future and to ensure that the next generation is still educated by UCT. Post COVID-19, we need to be very cautious as well. So we're looking at 2021 in a crisis mode. The budgeting process will be a very tight and a very well thought through strategic process. And we're going to term that a crisis budget year. Beyond 2021, 2022 and 2023 is when we get into a recovery phase. Always keeping in mind that the financial policy and the robust financial management remains in place. During this time, as I said, we are still comfortable within the financial constraints. But depending on what happens in the future and depending on how we as a UCT community pull together, I'm very, very confident, VC and the rest of the UCT community, that we will be able to navigate the storm from a financial perspective.